Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And now it's time for Name That Tune.
Yes.
Songs about cities.
We love this. I've got tunes for you to name, guys. I've got 13 today, and I've got clues that go along with those tunes. Okay. I read the clue first because that's how it happens every time. If you know the tune based on the clue, buzz in with your name. Your name is your buzzer. Test your buzzer. Awesome. If you don't know the tune based on the clue, that's fine. I'll play the tune for you, and same rules apply. Your name is your buzzer. Test them again. Great job. I didn't trick either of you. Any of you. Is everybody ready for tune and clue number one?
I am, Kelly.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Here it goes. Tune and clue number one. This is Name That Tune, Songs About Cities. Might be in the title, might be in the lyric. Who's to say without knowing? Tune and clue number one. There is a certain lyrical dissonance in this song as the upbeat music is contrasted with lyrics about running away so they won't be shipped off to war. The singer wants to meet their lover at the train station at 4:30. They've even made their reservation because they're leaving in the morning.
Hot wings. The Monkees, Last Train to Clarksville.
Wow.
I love the beginning of the song.
It was a great song.
Cause I made your reservation, don't be slow. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. Cause I'm leaving in the morning, and I must see you again. We'll have one more.
The Beatles borrowed that cymbal crash for Come Together. A lot of influence on their fellow bands in the British Invasion.
Yeah, the Beatles never thought to use a tambourine before this.
Also, the Monkees were the first band to ever say the same word three times in a row in a song.
Oh.
Take the last train to Clarksville. I'll be waiting at the station.
I had no idea this was about avoiding war.
And a bit of conversation.
All right. We continue along with tune and clue number two. Just about every stereotype for this city shows up in these lyrics. Roulette, neon, hot dice,
hot wings,
pretty women,
free
blackjack,
beer,
slot machines, hot wings.
Elvis, Viva Las Vegas.
That's right.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living, the devil may care. And I'm just a devil with love to spare. So Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! How I wish that
this song was so fun on Just Dance 2.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, here's your tune and clue number three. Hot Wings with an early lead, 2-0. In this song, the singer is dreaming of the West Coast. They are tired of being their lover's downtime and playing their stupid games. So they've put on their big black boots and packed an old suitcase in hopes they'll find themselves in a whole new place. Maitland.
Everclear, Santa Monica.
Yeah, I'm like one of my big black boots.
Oh, yeah.
I am still living with your ghost. Lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't want to be your downtime. I don't want to be your stupid game. With my big black boots and an old suitcase, I do believe I'll find myself a new place. I don't. The ocean.
Leave the fire behind. Swim out past the breakers. Watch the world die.
Somebody wants to go back to the Elvis song. They have an Elvis question. Are you opening the floor to Elvis-related questions?
Absolutely.
Text from the 269. I didn't listen to Elvis a lot growing up, but I wonder, does anyone know why it always sounds like he's having an orgasm while he's singing?
Yes, anyone? Because he was.
He was. Yeah, that's why he wore the jumpsuits.
The guy, did you ever see how he swivels his hips?
Yep.
He was
filthy.
Yeah. I mean, he was just conjuring orgasms.
Mm-hmm. Dirty little pervert, mm-hmm. Day one.
Oh, yeah.
With his legs moving like that. Tune and clue, number four. This classic Western ballad tells the story of a cowboy who falls for a Mexican girl.
Marty Robbins, El Paso.
That's right. Free beer on the board.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl.
Felina.
Blacker than night were the eyes of Felina. Wicked and evil while casting a spell.
It's not a big compliment.
Like my love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell.
Seems like something me or Hot Wings would have said to Maitland and meant it in a nice way and then realized, no, he's out of, because we've had a history.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, wow, Maitland, your eyes are dark and bewitching like a devil's curse.
Like Billy Joel.
Hey, God, Maitland, your nose looks like Marty Robbins.
Not his nose, but his mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah, his mustache.
That's a nice.
We've been meaning to talk to you about that.
It's nice a compliment. People always talked about Marty's nose.
Nice Marty Robbins facial hair you got going on this morning.
Yeah, what was worse, when Freebeer gave you a compliment saying that you looked like Jack Nicholson's version of the Joker?
That's not what I said.
Or when I was being critical saying you had Billy Joel eyes that morning.
From his addict years. Yeah, you know, it's a real toss-up. How will I ever choose?
How do you decide?
Yeah. All right, Howie's still in the lead. Maitland and Freebeer are tied for second, and Tommy and Steve are not even on the board.
Nope.
You guys going to play today?
I haven't even buzzed in.
Y'all are playing Name That Tune?
Yeah, we are. Welcome back.
Okay. You guys hate places.
Yeah, you don't like cities.
You're
and
dumb.
Songs.
I have one song in my head that I haven't been able to get out of my head.
What song is it?
I'm not going to tell you.
I'll tell you if it's on the list.
No.
I'll tell you.
No, I'm not going to tell you.
All right, tune and clue number five. This song is actually a cover song originally written by Jeff Mack in 1959. And in this song, this version, obviously, with the singer, the traveler's been all over, from Reno to Chicago, Fargo, Buffalo,
Freebo.
Toronto, Hot Wings.
Johnny Cash, I've been everywhere.
Oh. That's right.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road, when along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab, and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Do y'all know what year he covered this song?
It was in the 2000s, wasn't it?
1996.
Yeah, it was on one of his like return albums when...
I always thought he'd done it so much earlier.
I think it was on the album with Hurt, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
if you had asked me, I would have said, oh, yeah, I heard that when I was a kid.
Yeah, 60s, 70s, something like that.
It's especially weird because this sounds like his style from earlier as opposed to those later
tunes. Oh, definitely. Yeah, this sounds like one piece of a... piece at a time or
yeah,
whatever.
It's the same sort of
tempo.
Do we do one more here or do we save the rest for the next?
Let's do one more.
All right, good. I love this song. Tune and clue number six. This song tells the story of a rodeo cowboy traveling to a Texas town for a competition. Free beer.
George Strait, Amarillo by Morning.
Yes, sir.
This is a great song.
Love it. Kind of sad. He lost a saddle in Houston, broke his leg in Santa Fe, and then lost his wife and girlfriend somewhere along the way.
Wife and girlfriend.
I know.
Double shot of sadness.
Amarillo by morning,
up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair.
What are you going to do there?
He's going to be bucking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bucking.
With a B.
Bucking.
Yeah, like a fucking bronco.
He's a rodeo boy.
I'll be there.
You think that's what he liked to be called?
Yeah.
I'm a rodeo boy.
Yeah.
Thank God he doesn't ride on a Funko.
Say it three times fast, I dare you.
No, I don't even want you to. By the way, rodeo is a great sport. I mean, it's totally worth it to lose everything you've got in order to get $0.
And potentially break your neck. It's
like,
so cool.
Who doesn't want to beat the piss out of themselves?
The only way to
and lose their job and their wife and their bone structure order to maybe die and get no money.
Only thing better is self-employed amateur stuntman.
My God, man. Yeah, what was that, Mr. Cannonball or whatever?
Crash.
He's like,
Crash Moreau.
Crash
he's
Moreau.
Like, I've earned enough money to still be alive, and that's it. I have no
doubt. My family saw Crash Moreau at a monster truck show at the fairgrounds. He announced he's from Maine. He said, I need enough money to get gas home. And then I told you about it. We went to his website and he said, I have lost money for 40 years doing stunts. It was terrible.
Like, why don't you get a job at Kinko's, man? Like,
you know, the number one business in Maine. Kinko's. People don't know that because there's no billboards. Like,
yeah, I mean,
round
your biggest
two.
Danger is a paper cut.
Round two.
Stop hurting yourself.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.